What do you do for an encore after 13 catches and 12 catches?
I don't like to put numbers out there, but I mean, I'm just going to continue to do what I do. I mean, it'd be great to, you know, top that or continue on with that, but I'm just going to do what I, you know, do what I can do, and, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Jordy kind of joked yesterday, he said if he's the one out of the backfield, then things have really gone wrong with the health of the receivers. But you were doing it, and you were doing it pretty well. Did you embrace, you know, the chance to take on that role?
Yeah, I mean, I do what I'm told, so, I mean, that's one of the positions that they wanted me to try out, and, you know, we had a little bit of success with it, so, I don't really say too much about it. They say, hey, we want you to try this thing. I say, all right, I'll try it, and then, you know, if it looks good, then I'm sure we'll continue to run with it.
Was that a crash course thing that happened, like, that week?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously we weren't sure about Ty and his health, so I did a lot of things that he was doing the past few weeks, so not sure how it'll play out with him being back or whatever, so, you know, we'll see.
Seems like you hadn't done any of that previous to last week, any of that running back stuff.
No, I hadn't, but, you know, it's definitely something that I know the whole offense, so I can get it and play any position. I'm not going to get and play line, but any, you know, I can play any slot, I can be outside, I can come out of the backfield, so, you know, it's just a matter of what they want me to do.
It seems like that suits you well. Do you really cherish the opportunity to go one-on-one with a defender where if he tackles you, okay, it's 2 yards, but if not, look out?
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that we have been emphasizing even more lately than usual, especially with myself, just trying to, you know, break that first tackle. And, you know, there's a lot of space, especially if I have a linebacker or a safety type guy guard me out of the backfield. I like to take advantage of that because I feel like that's a favorable matchup for me.
When they come to you and say, hey, we want you to play some running back, they come out of left field to me where you're...
Well, it's not presented quite like that. It's more like we got different opportunities for you to, you know, get the ball in your hands. And, you know, if coming out of the backfield, you know, I wasn't toting it. I'm not in the trenches per se, but you know, we'll see. I mean, if that's what they want, then we'll see about that. But I'm a wide receiver, so I don't know about all that.
Well, then you talked about putting on a little bit of extra weight this year. Do you think that's helping you soak up the break in that first half?
Yeah, I mean, I lost a lot. I put on weight, and then I kind of lost it intentionally. And then kind of put it back on in a different way, you know, just trying to get stronger. But I feel like that definitely is something that can help me. As long as I stay fast and I'm strong, then, you know, I feel good.
Not just for extra yards, but does that help you get off press man?
I mean, yes, but, I mean, it's just by putting on 5 extra pounds, it's not going to make you, you know, invincible. So you still got to work on footwork and different things like that. So, but it definitely can help.
Do you like the matchup this week with the Colts secondary?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like with the guys we have, you know, I like the matchup we have with whoever's on our schedule, you know. Just, you know, I'm confident in myself and definitely confident in the guys, you know, that are next to me. So I feel like they can get open, they can make plays. So, you know, everybody's going to do their job, and then we'll just see how it plays out.
Maybe he won't play, but what have you seen from Davis?
Davis.
Avante, their corner.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Trevor. I'm like,
oh, no. I'm sorry, yeah. Davis is pretty good.
Are you ruling Trevor out? No, I mean, he's a great player. I mean, definitely a guy that will be able to challenge us. And, you know, he's one of the premier corners in the league, so it'll be fun if he's out there.
Seems like you're hitting your stride, 13 catches, 12 catches. But if all the receivers get healthy, now you've got some younger guys with more experience. Mm-hmm. Are you okay with catching a lot fewer passes and having a lot more weapons?
I just want to win, man. I don't have to catch 13 passes. I mean, it's great. I love it, but I mean, I want to make sure I'm, you know, doing my job out there, whether it's catching balls or, you know, doing what Jordy attracts a lot of attention. You know, and he'll free me up, and if I have to do that, then that's great. You know, but I love to see my young guys out there eating. So, you know, with G-Mo scoring and Trevor getting his first touchdown and Jeff, you know, I love to see that.
Have you seen teams giving you more respect the last couple of weeks, or do you think that's coming potentially with what's happened?
It can potentially be coming, but, you know, I just run my routes. I just get out there and play. I mean, I'm not really thinking about exactly, you know, we really been getting played the same way that we've been getting played for the past 2 years. You know, they see something and then, it's a copycat league. So one team sees something that worked, and they're going to try that. So if they want to continue to play man, then we just have to take advantage of that.
You guys really have broken out as an offense over the last couple weeks, especially. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling just as a unit, especially with how creative you've had to be in general?
I feel great. I mean, just being able to, you know, with all the injuries we had, especially with our two top running backs going down, I mean, having Ty step in there and do what he's done is great. And then, you know, me stepping into a position last week that I was unfamiliar with for the most part, playing it-wise. So I feel like we got a lot of guys that will just do whatever, you know, gritty guys that will do whatever it takes to win. So obviously we didn't come out with the win last week, just kind of ran out of time. But did a lot of good things, put a lot of good things on film. And, you know, we put up a lot of points, so we just got to continue to do what we're doing. And I mean, if we score 32 points in a game, and you know, if it doesn't work out, then sometimes you just got to say, hey, get back to the drawing board and do what you got to do, and produce that next week.